Our friend Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the PR firm Spring Story, joins us this morning, as he does every Friday, to kind of update us on the inside scoop on some of the stories that we have been covering. And I was, am I the only person who was surprised, Jason, to hear that the police chief is retiring? Did we know that was coming?
I don't think a lot of people knew it. I was on the, I think I was on the phone doing an interview with a school board member at the time when the email came over, and we kind of stopped and talked about it and said, oh, that's interesting. So yes, Alfred Durham is going to retire at the end of this year, and we're going to launch a search for a new police chief. He hasn't been in Richmond for all of his career, but he's had a long career, 31 years. And he had returned to the city, appointed by Mayor Jones in 2015. So now Mayor Stoney will have his choice of a new police chief.
Is that a challenge or everything good?
I haven't seen him having to face too many scandals or anything.
Right.
You know, he's had a good term here. I think we saw the shooting of the man, you know, down on 95 or 64. Sorry, I can't remember right now. That was an issue that the police department really had to deal with from the public relations point of view, but they've had some good news to tell as well. Homicide rate has, you know, been coming down. They've closed a lot of cases there.
Yeah. Let's talk about the reaction to the mayor's plan to replace the Coliseum. I assume more and more people are kind of poking their heads out on either side of this issue. Are you keeping count?
Well, you know, it's interesting, John. We really there still is no plan to look at yet, because we thought that the mayor would be introducing some legislation at Monday's city council meeting that would kick off the debate and get the process started. But that did not happen. So the next time he can do that will be December, at the December meeting. But what city council did, Councilwoman Kim Gray dropped a paper that gives you maybe a view into how they're going to analyze this. They are going to set up their own commission if they vote on this. They would set up their own commission of 9 members that would not be a third party firm from, you know, who knows where, but it would be some local experts in these kinds of projects that would take a look at all the numbers and give city council some recommendations.
Well, why didn't the mayor formally present the plan?
I don't know. I would imagine it's because we don't have all the details yet. They're probably still working on things. And if and what I just learned this morning is that the mayor is going to make another announcement about the Navy Hill development, this $1.4 billion Coliseum plan. I guess they've added some details that they want to make public today. So he's going to announce that around 10:15 at one of the elementary schools.
Any idea what those details are?
I'm
not trying to put you on the spot, maybe.
If you look at it from the surface, you could say maybe it's connected to the schools. I think they are trying to perhaps counter some potential pushback from people who may be worried about the Coliseum and what it might do to school funding.
Paul Goldman, remember when he was on, he made a huge stink about that and said that they were focused on the wrong thing and that the schools needed the money. That's interesting. All right, we'll have to make sure that Matt Demline or one of our reporters is there for that so that we can get the inside scoop. Good to know about it, though.
Definitely.
And then before we run, I wanted to ask you about the opioid lawsuits. Mark Herring had said that they were going to sue some of the manufacturers here. Now localities are getting in on the act and suing opioid companies?
Yes, this is happening across the country, and there's just some news in Virginia that 11 localities were banding together. Now, they're all counties. Counties especially hit hard by the opioid crisis, and counties are realizing, you know, this is taking such a toll on our community as far as, you know, not only social and cultural costs, but, you know, health costs, foster care, criminal justice costs. And they're going after the manufacturers of opioids for that money. And so on Monday, City Council decided that it is also going to join in that that fight, and they're going to sue as well. They're going to join the legal battle, and they said they're going to take legal action by the end of this year.
Well, I get it, but we better be careful or we'll put all these manufacturers out of business and there won't be any new drugs, and then who will be crying about it? I think that's a dangerous thing to be doing. But let's talk about something happy. I think Alonzo and I are going to go to the Light Festival at the Virginia
Good
Museum
choice.
Tonight. I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah, In Light is great. It's been, I think this is the 11th year. It's going to kick off tonight at 7 o'clock at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts. And for people who haven't been, this is a really interactive 3D, you're in the middle of these art exhibits, and all the art exhibits have light as a key element. And they cover all kinds of genres. Even a writer was asked to do an exhibit. So they're going to have a projection of a handwritten piece of work that the writer has done. But it's fascinating. You walk around, be part of it. It all happens at night, of course, so it's really beautiful. And that will go on tonight and tomorrow. So you have 2 days to head down. I know the last time it was there, I think they had 13,000 people. So
Okay, we'll get there early.
There will be a crowd.
I did one of those in Old Jerusalem, and it was amazing to be in the old city and see these really cool modern projections. So I'm kind of excited about seeing it here in Richmond too.
It's That's really an accessible way to deal with some art and some heavy statements and some lighter ones too.
And anything else that we should take in this weekend real quick?
If you want something less cultural, you could go to the beer festival at Stony Point.
Well, Alonzo will like that. Okay.
That's a new one, and that's happening Saturday. It's the first time they've done it here. They have a lot of breweries from the region, and you can sample unlimited beer for $20 in advance or $30 at the door. That starts
at Stony Point?
At 11. Stony Point. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. I'm trying to convince him to go see the rocket launch at Wallops Island tomorrow morning, and
the weather did not do you well, did it?
And he's not excited about it, so I think I will lose that battle. Hey, thanks very much, Jason Roop. We always appreciate the chance to talk to you. Thanks.